Right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Wertman. Judy, of course, joins us on a Thursday morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, a journal of a duck midwife, and Before Her Voice Was Still, A Friendship in the Shadow of ALS. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning to both of you. I didn't get the whole conversation, but I'm glad you're both together at this point.
I have a question. What is your position on parallel universes?
On what?
Parallel universes.
I've had enough trouble negotiating this one.
I understand. All right. So you have go on.
Okay. What I'd like to talk about is the fact that if you are overweight, gaining weight, want to go on a diet, look at a diet, advertisements for weight loss programs, one of the problem areas that will come up and promises to correct it is overeating when you are emotionally upset, distressed, going through a hard time, worried, anxious, you know, all those sort of negative emotions that tend to plague our lives when we don't want it and often unexpectedly. And oftentimes, if they last long enough, these situations, and the emotional eating is associated with it, you know, a good deal of weight gain can occur. And indeed, it's almost impossible to lose weight if you are still in the throes of all this. And so the attitude is, well, stop it. Stop it totally. Just, you know, if you put cookies in your mouth when you're upset, never put another cookie in your mouth. If you tend to munch on potato chips or go out and eat a pizza or what have you, stop eating it. If you are upset, if you are distressed, you simply should switch your diet to healthy foods, which means, you know, low-fat protein or and high-fiber vegetables and low-fat dairy products, unless you're one of those people who don't eat dairy. Okay, and bring your body back into a state of health. What is not recognized, and it's been, I keep thinking, sometimes somebody has to come around and understand this, is that when people look to food as a way of helping them through a difficult period, they're doing so because, on some level, it works. I mean, if drinking water or standing on your head or doing somersaults was going to relieve your stress, you would be doing that, and you'd be doing that maybe obsessively. Or if you know some people, clearly, as we talked about, Joy, who you know will do things like clean their drawers or maybe, you know, make risotto where they're doing something repetitive, and that really does help. But basically, our brains are programmed to respond positively to eating certain foods. And the reason that we tend to look for foods is because there really is a before, you're stressed, and an after, you're less stressed. And that after occurs because you have eaten something that has taken the edge off the difficulties that you are facing right now and that you can't do anything about. The problem is that people choose a category of food which is correct, and they are carbohydrates, but they choose, if you pardon my, you know, biological analogy, the wrong species of carbohydrates. You know, carbohydrates will make you less stressed. We have shown that over and over again in our research, the last research with women who had severe PMS. Not all carbohydrates do so without any side effects, and the side effects are weight gain. So the carbohydrates that cause the weight gain are the carbohydrates that are high in fat. So you have to sort of wipe out an entire category of high-fat, wonderful-tasting carbohydrates, starting with chocolate and ending with ice cream and cookies and all sorts of pastries in between, or even savory carbohydrates like French fries or potato chips or other chips, which are also high in fat. Forget those. They may help, but they also are going to leave you with pounds, which are going to cause you distress later on. What you have to do is look at simple carbohydrates that are made by nature without any fat, like rice and potatoes and cornmeal and various vegetables like squash, and eat them in a natural form without putting any fat on it. And the calories, for those of you who don't bother looking at calories, are the same as the calories in protein. So there's no more reason that you would gain weight on eating a bowl of rice or, let's say, several ounces of rice than you would eating the same number of ounces of protein because there's no fat. And the other thing about eating carbohydrates is that you don't need to eat an enormous amount. You have to eat a certain amount, about, let's say, maybe an ounce or so or maybe 30 grams of carbohydrate, and then you wait. The same way if you had a terrible headache, you would take your pain reliever, Tylenol, or ibuprofen, or whatever. Take the dose and wait. You would not eat, drink, swallow the entire pill box, a bottle of pills. And the same thing is true with the carbohydrates. Eating until you are in a state of, you know, emotional coma is not the way to go. You simply eat a small dose of carbohydrates, and then, Jill, as you mentioned, you distract yourself by cleaning out your drawers or making risotto or maybe, you know, taking your dog out for a walk or dusting hard-to-reach areas in... I'm about to murder my dog right now.
No, don't murder her.
Or barking in the background. Or certain areas, you know, or cleaning out your Venetian blinds. The point is, you can do that, but you have to be able to wait.
And you also have to be... You just... What I was thinking about is, it's all very well to say, don't... I'm going back to where you started, but it's critical. It's all very well, like when things are unraveling at a clip, to say, oh, and don't eat if you're stressed. But, you know, what are the chances? It's not going to happen.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen.
Of course, if you are in a really extreme situation, and I always think about it, the plane that's plunging out of the sky,
you won't be hungry.
Wait, you know, the flight attendant for another bag of pretzels.
Right.
But if you are in that long period of what is going to happen,
how are we going to deal with this?
Worry about a teenager or a house or a parent.
Exactly.
Or financial problems, or is my house ever going to sell? Or, you know, I'm not getting a job. You know, why can't I get employment? If you're in that long, grindingly stressful period, you're going to have to deal with it. And going on a program that denies you carbohydrate is like saying to somebody who's thirsty, don't drink any water.
But for the rest, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
No, someone who's thirsty. It's like, don't drink any water, but you'll manage. No.
Yeah.
So let's do the very, very brief list. I know you have, but let's do it again. Like, what can you grab? What can you reach for? What's okay?
You know, bread. You know, bread without the butter. Bread. I mean, if you have good bread in the house, bread. Crackers, breadsticks.
I know people who don't specifically do not keep bread in the house for those reasons. Just in general, not because they're expected to be stressed, but just because it's too easy to eat three.
Well, you can microwave a potato in 12 minutes or less. I always over-microwave my potatoes, so don't look to me for advice on microwaving potatoes. But you can put a sweet potato or a white potato in your microwave, and 10 minutes later you can be eating it.
Sweet potato. I forgot about sweet potato. Sweet potatoes can be really good like that. Also white potato.
Yeah,
also,
that will take. Or if you have a rice cooker,
yep.
You know, keep rice on the hand and then warm it up in the microwave. Crackers, you know, low-fat crackers like rice crackers or breadsticks or pretzels. These, you know, at some point when you're not stressed, you go to the supermarket and you just read some food labels, and then you bring that food into the house because, for example, let's say you have to have some tests because you don't know whether something that you found in your body is bad, malignant or not, and you know that while you're waiting for those results, you're going to be horribly stressed. Well, prepare for it. Get something in the house that you can eat while you're waiting.
Right. And just nausea.
Yeah, don't put your head in the sand because it's not going to help. I mean, just pick your head up and know, I'm going to eat when I'm stressed, but let me minimize the damage that's going to occur.
Speaking of speaking of minimizing,
if you have a dog that barks all the time and people who come to the apartment across the hall because they're doing something,
it's okay.
I would actually love to hear suggestions.
It's okay. No, there's no suggestions. We love dogs. Dogs are parts of people's lives, and anybody that's listening that hears the dog and they have a dog, they understand completely. So don't worry about it.
And obviously, she suspects robbers, and it's just really important.
She does. I mean, that's the point, she protects us.
Yeah,
I mean, and if you came to my house and you were sitting down, she would be very quiet. The minute you get up, and she only weighs 12 pounds, you would be guarded.
That's right.
And she would escort you to the door.
She's doing her job.
Hey, Judy, can I suggest a couple of things for you to look at and maybe comment on in the future?
Sure.
TikTok has so much on it that's such pure garbage, with people claiming to be medical experts and telling you what's good and what's not. I think you should take a look at TikTok one day and take a look at some of the insanity that goes on it, because people really believe what they see on TikTok. And some of the stuff I see, I'm absolutely amazed with. So, I mean,
I know. And the problem is it's monetized.
Yeah.
Because you go on the internet and you will find, you know, because we talked about this before, all sorts of, quote, remedies, unquote, that are simply ways of people to make money out of, you know, spider webs and stems from the Amazon, you know, leaves from the Amazon. And it makes, nobody does any kind of research. They claim they do, but they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And if they publish it, they publish it in their own journals that they print themselves in their offices. So, but where do you get the right information? And there are, I will talk about it, Marshall, because the FDA really will put out information telling you especially what things are dangerous. They do this all the time. And will, you know, what drugs are you seeing advertised or ideas that you're seeing talked about that really can cause sickness and death? I'd be delighted to talk about that.
Okay.
Okay. So, my dog is quiet.
And that's the cue. That's the cue. Thank you very much, Dr.
Okay,
Judy Wertmann, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy every Thursday morning here on Robin Hood Radio.